101.7 AM 920 KWAD. It's 8:53 on a Monday. Good morning. 25 degrees in downtown Wadena. It is a Monday, so we're joined with Dana Cannelberry of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She joins us live in studio to talk about all that's going on in the Wadena community. Hey, Dana, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. I walked over, and my eyes were watering. It's cold out there.
I know. It's like, you don't think it. You're like, yeah, you know, it's October. I need a jacket. But, like, it's fine. And then you get out there, and you're like, I actually need my winter jacket right now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, me too. I did dig it out, but I didn't bring gloves. And but right. It could be worse.
Exactly. It could be, it could be a lot worse. At least it's not January. That's the thing I got to keep reminding myself.
This weekend, I shared a picture on my personal Facebook page of my daughter running in like 5 inches of snow 6 years ago in Bagley for a cross country meet. So yeah, it could always be worse.
It can always be worse.
Yeah.
So Dana, we were talking off air, those Vikings, huh?
I mean, it was such a bittersweet victory.
Right.
You know, to beat the Packers anytime is always a good day. But then to see Kirk Cousins go down, that is, heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. That's probably the best way to word it, Dana. There's just no, what else do you say at that point?
I know. So now there's all these scenarios of, you know, what are we going to do? You know, from Kevin O'Connell, who's a former quarterback.
I mean,
you know,
he is only 38 years old, so he still could. He knows the playbook better than anybody.
Oh, I think we should go get Carson Wentz.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really do. I think he would do well in Minnesota.
You and my wife are on the same wavelength.
Yeah, you know, NDSU connection, and I don't think he's been picked up by anybody.
I don't think he has been, so he's sitting out there. Probably in a deer blind somewhere, but he's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think he'd be a good choice. But I don't know. Just overall, just feel bad for Kirk Cousins.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But here in Wadena, Dana, there's a ton of stuff going on. And today specifically, so what events are going on in Wadena today?
Well, tonight we want to plug the Chili Supper that is being hosted by the Wadena County Humane Society. It's their fundraiser. It's their big fundraiser for the year. So we really encourage people to come out for this. It's a $10 ticket this year. I think in years past they've done free will. So this year they're going to do $10 for a chili supper. And there's bingo. In fact, my husband is going to be the bingo caller.
Wow.
Yep. And I'll be selling bingo cards. So, and then there's a silent auction as well. So we really encourage people to come out. Let me look at the times here. It's from 4:30 to 7:30. So come on out to the VFW and support this great cause.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then tonight, I think George Dice was on earlier. He mentioned the Concert Association has a concert.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage people to, you know, have supper at the VF and then go over to Wadena Memorial Auditorium for that concert.
And I mean, there you go. You got your Monday night planned.
I know, right? And then tomorrow, the big day, it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be chilly, but we'll keep those kids moving downtown. We are going to post today, the chamber, the list of businesses that will be accepting trick-or-treaters.
Okay.
From 3 to 5. So we'll get that posted today. Also, we have our kitty parade. We want everybody to gather at 3:30 over at Magnify Financial in their parking lot. And we will start parading downtown along the sidewalk and trick-or-treat while we parade.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a brand new thing. We're going to try it out, and I think it's going to be super cute and fun.
You know, the kids won't care that it's cold outside. They'll be hearing candy. They'll be bouncing around with their friends. They're going to be so excited they're not going to care, and that's the fun part. And for the parents, you know, if you're walking around those businesses downtown, when you trick-or-treat with your kids, you can't go inside people's houses, but can go inside the businesses and warm up a little bit. So that's a win-win.
Exactly, exactly. So that'll be a fun and busy, busy day. Oh, and then at the depot, also from 4 to 6, we have a trunk-or-treat event,
nice,
which is new too. So we've got about 5 or 6 different businesses so far that'll be trunk-or-treating, and the chamber will be as well. And so it'll be so much fun. I can't wait to see the kids in their costumes, even though I know they'll be wearing coats, but it'll still be fun.
Right. And, you know, all the kids are excited, too. You just listed off so many different ways for them to get candy. They're going to, like, need two pillowcases to be able to come away with all the candy that's available.
Right, right. Oh, and speaking of that, when you said pillowcases, Todd Wadena Electric Cooperative, they are going to be giving out trick-or-treat bags that they ordered. So they'll be very nice. I think they have 200 of them.
Wow.
And so they'll give them out at the parade. In Magnify Financial parking lot, they'll be giving those out there.
Perfect. So yeah. you'll have a bag that you can fill up and then your pillowcase, and then you'll have so much candy you won't know what to do with it. You maybe just need to share it with us.
Right? Yeah, and I'll just put a quick shout out. We are looking for a couple more volunteers to help with the parade. We will be having volunteers kind of going along with the kiddos as they parade. Parents obviously are going with the parade too, but we could use a few more volunteers. Just call the chamber or reach out to me, and we'd love to have some more help.
Awesome. Hey, Dana, anything else that you want to share with us while before we let you go here today?
One more thing. In about 2.5 weeks, we are going to have our Hunting Widows Weekend here in Wadena. And so we'll be sharing more information about that this week.
All right. Awesome. Dana, any other Halloween related items you want to get off your chest? What's your favorite Halloween movie before we let you go here?
Oh, I am sorry. I am not a scary Halloween watcher, but I do like Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus? Okay.
Yes. What about you?
You know, that's the thing. I don't know if I have like a favorite Halloween movie because I'm a baby when it comes to scary movies.
I know.
So I don't know. I mean, like Beetlejuice is always like a good one to bring up. Like that's always a one you can roll with. Like Casper is one of those ones. There's a whole bunch of them, you know?
Yeah, we just, my daughter Ashley and I just watched Beetlejuice like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen the whole movie.
Right.
It's bizarre.
It is. Michael Keaton is definitely having himself a time. That's one way to word it.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, and my daughter, she's a sophomore. She loves those scary movies and I have to leave the room.
I know. I have to too. I can't be in there. Even just hearing them, I'm like, nope, can't do it. I'm a baby, but I'll admit it.
Right. But, we should also mention tomorrow night is the last night of the Fear Factory, haunted house
mm-hmm.
At the fairgrounds.
Yes.
So, and I think they're doing half price. In fact, I do know that they're doing half price admission. Yeah.
Awesome. So go fill up on candy and then go over to the haunted house. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. But not recommended for kids 10 and under.
Yeah. Okay. So the kids 10 and older,
yeah.
You're there. You're good. Dana, right. Thanks for stopping in. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, CJ.
If you missed any part of this interview with Dana, you can find it in its entirety on our website, wadenaradio.com, or on the KWAD Facebook page.